Welcome to the Finance Administration and Operations Committee meeting of October 16th. Marlene, will you please take the role?
Director Peterson?
Here.
Director Darcy?
Here.
Director Gonzalez?
Here.
Chair Wolf?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Is there any public comment? I didn't see any today. Any public comment from anyone? No? No public comment? Our first order of business is approval of the minutes of the Finance Administration and Operations Committee meeting held on September 18th of 2013. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any comments about it? None? There being none? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Minutes are approved. Executive Director has some items.
Thank you very much, Chair. As many of you know, October is the month that Citoli introduces its tentative budget. We're pleased to have Mike Kelch provide an overview of our balanced 2014 tentative budget. We believe it's a responsible spending plan that covers nearly $295 million in annual M&O costs, maintenance and operations, on our 286-mile system, also supporting $1.4 billion of capital spending next year, which will be the largest year of capital spending in our agency's history. A challenge that we believe we're up for, but have, I think, the appropriate amount of respect for as well. So baseline operating costs increased 4%, which is consistent with our long-term financing plan as outlined when we originally passed the Move Illinois program. Some of those costs are, you know, the beginning of some of our new initiatives. For instance, the first year of the ERP contract and some of the expenses around developing an ERP system, they have to be out of the maintenance and operations budget in the first year. In future years, they need to be capitalized, but for that year, they need to be out of the M&O budget. We've also allocated some additional funds for diversity in some of our workforce efforts, as well as an ongoing, our ongoing diversity efforts, among other highlights. So, Mike, I will turn it over to you before I steal your entire presentation.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. As Christy mentioned, this morning we'll be presenting an overview of the 2014 tentative budget. Under the provisions of the Tollways Trust Indenture in in October, Tollway is required to is required to present a tentative budget. In November, we would like to conduct a public review and take public comment on this tentative budget. Those public comments would be presented to the board at the November meeting, hopefully. We would incorporate any changes that arise out of that public comment, review, and discussion. And then in December, the board would have an opportunity to vote on a final product. The 2014 budget is aligned with the Tollway strategic priorities. Each of the departments has been asked to list their 2013 accomplishments as well as their 2014 goals and objectives in concert with or aligned with these strategic priorities, which are listed in the budget document. And those are furthering transparency and accountability, enhancing customer service, promoting economic growth, increasing collaboration with other transportation agencies in the region, and fostering environmental responsibility and sustainability. The highlights: 2014 revenue will continue to show steady, modest but steady growth. As Christy mentioned, the maintenance and operations budget is increasing 4.2%, which is in line with our long-term financial plan that we developed in concert with the approval and the passage and the implementation of the Move Illinois program. This year's capital program, the capital allocation, will be the largest amount committed in any one year for infrastructure improvements in the tollway's history, just over $1.4 billion in total in the capital program. So it's clearly a big, it's a big year in terms of investments in our system. With respect to the revenues, you can see that the revenues increased from $998 million to $1,015 million from 2013 to 2014. That's about a 1.7% increase. You can also see that that increase is almost entirely, is entirely in the area of toll revenue and evasion recovery. It's really toll revenue growth. That revenue growth is reflective of a modest growth in the economy that's forecast by economists throughout the country and is included in CDM Smith's review of the traffic and revenue and economic conditions for 2014. The 2013 estimates have been revised up slightly. You can see from $977 million in toll revenue and evasion recovery to $987 million. That's a combination of a slight increase in toll revenue and an increase in evasion recovery. So, slightly positive news for 2013 in terms of revenue projections and continued kind of moderate but steady steady growth in 2014.
And Mike?
Yes.
We have talked about this a little bit when you reviewed this with me, but the growth includes the dampening effect of the construction?
It does. It does. Revenue is allocated under the priorities kind of established in the trust indenture, first to maintenance and operations, because it's important to all of us and the bondholders as well to make sure that the system is maintained and operated and we're able to continue to serve our customers and collect tolls. So the first $295 million of revenue is allocated to fund the maintenance and operations budget. Then the next $334 million, this is kind of allocated on a monthly basis, is allocated to debt service. And then there's $386 million that will be available to help fund the Move Illinois, the capital programs, the capital investments that the tollway makes. So I think, as you know, the capital program is funded with both current revenue that we're able to allocate from existing and ongoing revenue collection, but also from the issuance of bonds, which is serviced by our debt service transfers. With respect to the maintenance and operations growth, we mentioned it's about a 4% increase in 2014, 4.2% to be precise. It really is allocated in line with the priorities that we've outlined earlier in the document, public safety, the Illinois State Police. There's an increase of $2.7 million in this budget, primarily to fund an increase in the number of troopers that we have in our system. The goal or the target for our system is 196 through retirements and attrition and so forth. The number had decreased to been around 180. We thought it was important. They thought it was important to get that number back up to 196, particularly with all of the construction that will be going on next year. It's important to have a full presence on the roadway in 2014. So $2.7 million of that increase, Illinois State Police. Customer service, business systems. We do have a new customer call center at USC. That call center will have increased call volume and capacity. There will be increased credit card transactions we expect next year because of increased revenue. Therefore, there's about a $2.8 million increase in business systems supporting customer service. And transparency and accountability, Christy mentioned. We're starting on our path to implementing an ERP, finally and thankfully. ERP accounts for about a $2.7 million increase in this budget. And information technology management services, essentially a program management office that will assist Joe Cambidge and the IT department with all the various technological initiatives that we have ongoing at this time. That's about $900,000. And finally, in diversity, about a $600,000 increase, technical and small business assistance for various small businesses and promotion of diversity in our contracting for capital projects.
Is some of that internal staff as well as contracts from external?
It's all contract. With respect to these priorities represent almost $10 million of the $12 million increase, so it really is, really does show that the money was allocated in these particular priority areas. On a major account basis, how does that break out? Salary and wages increase about $2.8 million, as you saw on the prior page. Much of that is due to the addition of state police. That, in addition to annualizing wage increases that occurred this year, plus wage increases required by collective bargaining agreements next year, account for that $2.8 million increase, which is about a 2.6% increase. Social Security and retirement, a $3.1 million increase. That's primarily due to an increase again in the state employees' retirement system contribution rate. This year, fortunately, it didn't increase as much as it had in the past. It goes from 39% of wages and salaries to about 40.8% of wages and salaries. Group insurance is about a $900,000 increase, reflecting our current estimates of the number of enrollees and as well as the medical inflation and our estimate of employee contributions. Outside services increases $2.7 million, again, for the customer call center. We spoke about that on the prior slide, as well as the technical assistance for diversity. Consulting services, again, this is the ERP and the IT management services. We also spoke about that in the prior page. Utilities increases $600,000. This is primarily telecommunications, some increased maintenance costs with respect to our phone system, with respect to our voicemail system, with respect to providing service through T1 lines to the call center at UIC, and CMS's master contract for cell phone charges is expected to, or has increased, the rates have increased, so that's reflected in this cost as well. Operational materials and supplies. This is primarily a decrease in the contracted cost for salt. The bulk of that decrease is related to, again, the decrease in the price of winter materials, particularly salt. And we have based on the new contracts that we have. Parts and fuel. Fuel decreases here, reflecting current projected prices for fuel, as well as there has been a reduced request for parts. We were able to address many of the inventory needs for parts in 2013, and so the request declined in 2014 for parts. Finally, all other insurance reflects an increase that as suggested by our actuary, of about $400,000 for workers' compensation, deposits to our workers' compensation reserve, and then we're going to try to proceed with a new coverage, cyber liability insurance coverage, and this budget would accommodate the premium on that coverage. That would be new for next year. In this budget, headcount remains flat, 1,595. You can see each of the last 4 years, 1,595 employees. With respect to our debt service, after the principal payment is made at the end of this year, we will have about $3.8 billion in debt outstanding. We expect to issue $900 million in new money to fund the capital program in 2014 and begin 2015. That will result in debt service transfers or payments to our trustee of $334 million, and you can see how that breaks out. $236 interest, $98 million principal payment at the end or the end of 2014, actually January 1 of 2015. $10 million in costs, financing costs related to bank agreements and credit enhancements that are necessary primarily for our variable rate bonds. And then we do receive a $15 million federal rebate or subsidy on our Build America bonds, which helps offset those costs. That does reflect a 7.2% sequester that the federal government has put on federal payments.
And it assumes someone will be there to send you the check.
The net debt service coverage is 2.4 times in 2013 and 2.2 times in 2014. In our long-term financial plan that we developed with the Move On program has targeted coverage of at least 2 times, so we're good there as well. And this does include $5 million, this debt service amount, does include $5 million of a contingency or costs related to restructuring the synthetic fixed rate debt if we choose to do that. So we've made sure we have the ability to accommodate that should we choose to in 2014. With that, I'll turn it over to Kathy to speak to the capital program.
Thanks, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning.
So as Mike said, the 2014 capital program doubles the spending over our estimated expenditures for 2013. It is the largest single commitment to infrastructure in a given year in the tollway's history. So on this slide, this is a summary of the capital program, both Move Illinois and CRP combined. It's summarized by corridor, as you can see. So our current budget we started out with in 2013, $922 million. Our estimated expenditures for the year, $719 million. And then our total 2014 budget request is $1.4 billion. And you can see that our request consists of $1 billion in existing system needs, mostly work being done on the Jane Addams and system-wide improvements. System expansion is $374 million, which consists of Elgin O'Hare, work to be done there, which I'll highlight it on the next slide. And then we have other capital projects of $55 million for a total of $1.4 billion requested for 2014. So on this slide, I'll just highlight some of the key capital projects we expect to see in 2014. Approximately $792 million has been budgeted for the Jane Addams. As you know, we've continuing the work, reconstruction and widening work was done on the mainline eastbound direction. This consists of work being done now in the westbound direction, as well as mainline bridge reconstruction and crossroad bridge reconstruction work as well. In addition, on the Jane Addams, there will be some advanced work done. This would be the installation of noise walls or tanning walls. And right-of-way acquisition efforts will continue in anticipation of mainline work, construction work to be done in 2015. Elgin O'Hare, the estimated amount budgeted for Elgin O'Hare consists of $328 million. And the major scope areas for this corridor includes the final design and start of construction for the I-290 interchange, as well as construction and widening work on Meacham Road. And then there's also, again, advanced work to support future construction throughout the corridor, such as right-of-way, acquisition purchases, noise walls installation, and utility relocations. 294-57 interchange. So the first phase of this construction is expected to be completed in the fall of 2014. And this really consists of the construction of the flyover ramp, a new flyover ramp from northbound I-57 to northbound I-294, as well as a new ramp from southbound I-294 to southbound I-57. It's about $80 million expected to be, is budgeted for this project. And then work being done on the Tri-State, Reagan Memorial and Veteran Memorials consist of about $25 million in pavement repairs. And then system-wide work. We have a significant commitment in system-wide to continue the improvement and integrity of our system, which consists of $128 million in bridge and pavement repairs, but also included in the system-wide is technology improvements. We are continually focused on upgrading our toll collection technology as well as IT technology projects. About $60 million is committed to that effort. And then other capital projects will include our work effort in diversity, improving our workforce development program. And in total, we have $55 million, again, in other capital projects that focuses on maintaining our fleet and facility repairs and other professional services.
So if I could just make one quick point while we're on this
slide.
The workforce development program is, funding that we've set aside in the budget that we're still, developing a program around. We're going to be working with the Strategic Planning Committee and any board members who want to engage on the topic about, what the next generation of our workforce development efforts look like. And by workforce development, we mean work site, job site workforce, not the workforce at the tollway itself. So, as you know, we started a program this year on the 294-57 project that was a pilot. I think we're ready now to take those lessons learned and implement maybe a larger scale effort, some more significant workforce development programs next year. But I won't tell you that we have a perfect clear vision of exactly what that means yet. So the other thing I wanted to make sure to highlight was we do have the planning study money in to continue the 53-120 planning work, which is obviously an important project that we continue to explore. And Chair Peterson in particular, I know, has been very engaged on that project up in Lake County. So
on the workforce development, we're really looking for models that have worked in other places. So if anybody knows about this, how successfully to get diversity in the on-site contract work, that's both bringing people into the system, monitoring what's happening and when they're there.
That's right. Really the pipeline. I mean, some of the questions that were raised when we announced our workforce efforts this year were, how do you not only make sure that people are having access to the opportunity on that particular project, but are staying in the trades and are continuing to have access to job opportunities. I mean, I think one of the things that we can clearly say is that 294-57 is a tremendous project, but the first phase of the work will wind down at the end of next year. And so if our workforce program is solely focused on that project, what happens afterward? So I think that thinking about the entire Move Illinois program, and how we're making sure that we're providing opportunities for a broad range of the population on our job sites is important and something that we're all trying to wrap our brains around now.
And do you see this as working mostly with the construction companies, the unions, both?
I think it's going to have to be both of those partners, as well as I would think, some of the partners that we have in our earned credit program, assist agencies and job training agencies to kind of prepare people to get into the apprenticeship programs in the union. So whether they're technical training programs that are available through, community colleges, city colleges, technical high schools, we'll be looking, I think, to all of those partners. But the unions will be an important partner for us in this.
And I guess the communities.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll also be looking at planning, rather than saying planning, remapping our internship program for professional services and launching something that perhaps seeks a collaboration of high schools and also community colleges to just provide some opportunities for people to have an exposure to the engineering, to different engineering trades or not trades, but specialties. So, we're looking at also launching something on that front as well.
Sure.
So, again, as Mike discussed earlier, our program is certainly affordable within our long-term financial plans. Revenues show continue to show steady growth. This is the third year of the Move Illinois program with $1.4 billion of capital being committed. Again, the largest single commitment in a given year. Operating costs will be held at 4.2% growth, and $900 million new bond issuance will continue to provide funding for our current and future capital costs. And again, we have a significant commitment to technology to support improved customer service. Thank you.
Any questions about the budget?
Great job.
Yeah, wonderful job. Good. Very good. A lot of hard work went into that operation staff. Thank you.
And it's all
stay
within the guidelines of the long-term plan.
Staying with finance, authorization of...
I just have two more things, sure. If I could. I'm so sorry. One, we sent a note out yesterday, but just to give everybody a heads up, we had included here a resolution change in the JCAR rules relative to the speed limits on our system. Earlier this year, a law was passed allowing speed limits on state interstates to go up to as high as 70 miles per hour. We decided to defer that with your approval to next week's board meeting because we just wanted to make sure we were fully coordinated with the Illinois Department of Transportation that, of course, is responsible for a great number of the roads in the state. I wanted to also give you a heads up. We were joking a little earlier about the lack of employees to cut checks to us for any of the federal benefits that we get, but I did want to alert you that the continued federal shutdown may become an issue for us at the tollway, and that we do have permits that we need from federal agencies, and they need to approve our plans, and right now there's nobody there to do those things. So as you can imagine, there's probably a lot of work piling up for them when they return. But, you know, as we get closer to, I think, November 1st, we see that as a greater and greater risk to our program next year. And risk in that it would push things back, not that, you know, we wouldn't be able to ultimately complete a project. You have to assume that at some point they'll go back to work. But it is something that I wanted to make sure you knew.
Thank you.
And I just had one more, I don't know if it's a point or I guess it's a question. On the congestion relief program, where it looked from the summary as if we're going to end up overall saving about $100 million on that program as we're winding it down.
Yes.
Congratulations.
I think you're seeing a lot of smiles. there was a lot of consensus that had to be reached in order to come to that number, but to make sure that those savings actually happen.
Good.
So Paul finally conceded.
I conceded that we are delivering everything we committed to. Not that I can't think of more ways.
No, I shouldn't have. This wasn't a setup. Right?
There's always a way that we could improve our system more.
Yes.
That's good. Thank you.
Okay, Mike, in the issue for the standby bond purchase agreement.
Okay, thank you. Finance, item one on the agenda is a resolution which authorizes renewal of the standby bond purchase agreement for the 1998 Series B bonds for $123.1 million total with Landis Bank, Heston, and Thuringen Bank, which commonly referred to as Helleba Bank. The current agreement expires December 27th of 2013, and this renewal will extend the agreement just over 3 years through the final maturity date of the bonds, which is January 1 of 2017. We actually extend the agreement to January 3rd of 2017, the first business day after the first. The agreement would obligate Helleba to purchase and hold the 1998 B bonds in the event of a failed remarketing of those variable rate bonds. Recall that Helleba is one of a number of different banks that we have agreements with that provide liquidity backup support for these at a variable rate bonds at the tollway. This agreement was procured initially through an RFP process conducted by our financial advisors in the fall of 2010. Alba provided the best proposal for this series, actually the best proposal of any of the series, for the bonds at the lowest price. The current agreement is priced at 53 basis points, or 0.53%, costing about $695,000 per year. The proposed renewal would reduce that fee to 40 basis points, for a total of $1,368,600 for the remainder of the remaining 3 years of the bonds. Additionally, there would be some amendment and legal fees estimated to cost about $15,000.
That's the total for 3 years, right?
That is the total for 3 years. This fee would be the lowest fee the tollway pays for liquidity, supporting various series of variable rate bonds. We did have our financial advisors review the terms of the proposal and provide comment and feedback relative to the market in terms of what they've seen in terms of pricing. And each of them provided their assurance, PFM, in a form that they would recommend award of this proposal due to the low fee, but also because we're providing liquidity for bonds that are insured. And interestingly enough, it's harder to get liquidity for insured bonds than uninsured because of some of the problems that the insurance companies have had. So they recommended we approve this.
Well, glad we got the letter from PFM, because I was concerned with the bid on the pricing, how do we guarantee the price? Is there an opportunity cost there? PFM, basically the recommendation has stated we recommend renewing this facility with Helva, and the pricing is a 13 basis point improvement over the existing facility. We do not expect that a competitive process would generate stronger bids, and that was my concern.
Yeah.
Going in, so I'm glad we have something. PFM did an analysis for us on that.
We've also had some discussions with them about going forward. We have about $800 million of liquidity that will be coming due in the next 6 months or so, actually through the end of March, and so we would expect to test the market on those other series as we go forward.
It's interesting, international bank has better rates and fees than the domestic banks do on this standby purchase agreements.
Helva, it is interesting, yeah. And Helva has, I think, taken a business approach that they're going to continue to provide this product for select agencies that they have provided backup for in the past. The tollway happens to be one that they've had for since 1998, and they wanted to keep us in the portfolio.
I think I asked this question before. Have we ever had to, in the remarketing of the bonds, have we ever had anybody not buy those? And we've had to rely on this insurance policy through the bank?
I do recall that the 98B bonds Helva has had to purchase bonds. I don't recall that happening. I know it's happened for other series. My recollection is 1998, we have not had to have that happen. But I'll verify.
Okay.
We have for other series.
Any questions? Okay. Thank you. Thanks for your hard work and diligence on that. There being no further questions, any objections to taking items 1 and 2 under finance, the authorization of the extension agreement for standby bond purchase, and the approval of the 2014 tentative budget? There a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion passes. Move to the full consent agenda. Thank you. Procurement. John.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We have two items for consideration this morning for the committee. Two routine items, it is. First item is a request to order against the CMS master contract for our annual purchase of Oracle software licensing support and maintenance. This request will allow us to continue our support and maintenance of the tollway's Oracle software licenses. Not only do we receive the support and maintenance of our Oracle environment, but this also includes security fixes that they release through these patches. Award is recommended to Mythics Incorporated in a total amount not to exceed $1,112,083.18 for a three-year period. Second item is a request to award a tollway invitation for bid to purchase elevator maintenance, inspection, repair, and hydraulic testing services. We're required by the Elevator Safety and Regulation Act to have our elevators inspected by a vendor that is licensed by the Office of the State Fire Marshal. We received four bids, and award is recommended to Southwest Industries Incorporated, doing business as Anderson Elevator Company, in a total amount not to exceed $97,764 for a three-year period.
How many elevators do we have?
We have 29.
29?
We have 29.
Trivia question.
29.
I knew it around 30. Yes. And there isn't any, there isn't any elevators at the M sites. I thought that was a question you had yesterday, too.
Yeah. Okay. Diversity goals are met and exceeded, it looks like, on the Mythics.
Yeah, that's a CMS master contract. I believe the goal was 20, and the vendor committed to 25% to an Asian American firm. And then our item, we had a 5% goal on the elevator inspection contract, and the vendor is committing to that number.
Okay. Wait, any questions on these two items? Seeing none, any objection to taking those together? Questions said? Under procurement items 1 and 2, award of contract to Mythics and award of contract to Southwest Industries. Right here, motion to approve.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full consent agenda. Thanks, Jeff. Engineering.
Good morning, directors.
Good morning.
Engineering has 12 items today. I know that at least 5 of those items will probably be deferred to the board because we didn't have completed information even at the time of the agenda being issued. But I can certainly go through them today. The first 4 are construction contracts, 2 professional services, 1 change order, 1 supplement, 3 final releases, and 1 property item. So I have the full gambit of potential engineering items here. Item 1 is a construction contract award. This is for building new ramps to connect 290 to the Elgin O'Hare Expressway. You heard Mike mention in the budget, or Kathy mention in the budget presentation, that's our big job for next year. We received 5 bids on this contract. FH Passion, SM Nielsen was the low bidder at $36,693,783.71, and they're committing to meet our PDU goal as advertised. Shall I continue?
Yes.
All right. Item 2 is one of those ones that we just opened the bid on this last Friday, so it wasn't available when we sent out the agenda, so we will have to defer the board action until next week. But it is another construction contract, and this one was for retaining walls and drainage improvements on the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway between Lee Street and Kennedy Expressway. We got 5 bids on this contract. Once again, at the FH Passion, SM Nielsen Associates was the low bidder at $13,235,728.69. And once again, it looks like they're going to be committing to meet the advertised DBE goal.
But we don't actually have the diversity information.
We have it. It's just being reviewed.
Okay.
And what was the total?
17%, I believe.
17%. Yes.
I noticed in the earlier one there's no African Americans. Are there African Americans
on this one? On the second one?
Well, when we get it,
We can certainly. We'll have it next week.
Okay. Yeah.
It doesn't look like there is on the next one either.
So item number 3 is another construction contract award. This is for retaining walls and drainage improvements along the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway. This is in the eastern portion of I-90 between Mount Prospect Road and Lee Street. We got 3 bids on this contract. FH Passion, SM Nielsen and Associates was a little bidder again, $29,077,608.48. And once again, they're committing to exceed the advertised DBE goal. So those were 3 of our larger type construction contracts. I noted that Passion was a little bidder on each one of those. They do have the financial capacity.